Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
You guys make it back to Anders Manor, and you get this. This henchman is unconscious, and he's not getting back up. It seems without some help, anyway. Okay. And you guys get him that help. You drag him down to the basement, and Stan immediately starts working on something to get him back up to speed. He draws a hot bath in a big cauldron that he has. He like empties out a clean one with some like that had some. Like a broom and an umbrella in it, maybe. And he like sweeps out the dust in it and then just fills it up with hot water and puts it over a fire and just like throws this guy in there and starts like putting in like these dry ingredients to mix in. He's like kind of
like a stew.
Yeah, he's kind of cooking him up. He's like, where did you find this gentleman? Who is he?
He was one of the henchmen that infiltrated the Deep Corp.
Well, he
was frozen.
He surely would have died if you had left him there.
That was not an option, as tempting as it was.
You know, I'm really not a fan of you guys bringing people back to the house, but under these circumstances, it's acceptable. I'm proud of you for not letting this guy die.
We appreciate that. Do you have, you know, a second? Should we take him to the hospital next time, perhaps?
I mean, honestly, I'm not sure if they would have been able to help him at Providence. Okay. I don't know if there's anybody on staff that has a... This is some kind of magic, some kind of freeze magic that this guy's definitely doing. Because this guy's bones and shit are frozen, it looks like, according to Stan. Yes. He's just frozen through. Yes. So good call on not breaking him apart from the waist down. Yeah. Stan says he can get him back to normal with some reversal kind of shit going on, right?
Yeah, that's right. I'll be working on this for a little while. Anders, this is going to impede one of our other projects. And he's like, I know, it's okay. Take your time. There's no rush. And man, I'm gonna need
What do you need, man? What do you need, my man?
Hey man, what you need?
Flashbang, make a con save.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
19.
Nice. You fight off a cold. Good job.
Like a...
You feel sickness
just
coming on?
Cold?
Yeah, just like a regular okay. cold. You're able okay. to, from like, you know, when people go through, like when there's like weather change and stuff, people tend to get sick and things like that. This is kind of the case. You guys were in like an area that started to like get frozen over. This guy was shooting ice beams all over the place. Yeah. And like, I wasn't describing it, but far away in the distance, things in this warehouse were getting blasted with freeze ray. Yeah. And you got hit twice, and I'm tempted to make you roll a second one, but I don't think that's how colds work or con saves. So
and I just deflected that beam.
Yeah, dude. You cut it up. It was trying to freeze onto your hands and you were cutting it up as it was doing that. It was amazing. That's what 20s do, bro.
That was pretty good.
Or you 20s. Like put your hand axe up in an X shape and it just like split the uprights of it, you know, like whatever you want, and whatever's left over Jude Law scraped off for you.
Yeah.
So that's a miss. I'm not going to count that as a contact to make you make it to save or whatever. Right.
Thanks.
Yeah. So good job on that save. They think this guy's going to be okay, and they're really happy with you guys for bringing him back and like keeping him alive. So that was
nice.
Good on you.
Well, we need to know more.
We do.
Wow. That's exactly what I was thinking. We really do. Who is this Mr. Freeze guy? Who does he think he is? Well, he thinks he's hot shit, apparently, or not. He's cold shit. I don't know.
Yes, the second one.
He's certainly not reclusive. I mean, he knew us by name.
He did.
Oh, I think lots of people know you guys by name now. Yeah. Do you remember that newspaper I showed you like a couple weeks ago? It was a fucking picture of you guys in there. Sick. Oh, yeah.
It's true.
They got the sketch down right. Yes. I mean, some of the proportions are a little weird and some of the details on the masks are off, but, you know, pretty good work by, I think you met her at the chariot event, Summer Gleason, reporter for Deep News. Good friend of mine.
Dewey?
You might have. She was there, but I don't know. You didn't talk to her, I don't think. But
I don't think so.
I did.
Yeah.
I drank a lot. I don't remember much.
Yeah, that's not... You sure did. You guys need anything from the shop?
I don't have any money.
Stan is busy, but I mean, I can run the shop.
Oh, yeah. Let me see if I want anything.
I mean, would you like to know what went down? Do you want us to tell us?
And we'll gray out. Yeah. And we'll tell him. And he knows. Maybe you told him while you guys were like fixing that dude's bath.
We got fucked up.
Oh, that's rough. It sounds like he's got less bodies to work with, though.
True.
And it sounds like
he's got a bear.
You guys could have had the drop on him, but he ended up getting the drop on you. It seems like it kind of turned the tide of battle a little bit in the situation.
Yeah, real quick. I keep misfiring my hook shot.
And we keep on talking.
He's got some powerful magic.
With an earshot of these people.
We've been.
that's also a snafu, you know what I mean?
You know, we've been doing research on fighting the cold, and Stan is working on something. It's a little delayed, but it should be ready before we're ready to go again. It's very concerning that this gentleman was able to obtain these parts. You both know what this means, right?
The city's in danger.
City is in danger.
Winter is coming.
Winter is coming.
The last biggest surgeon are just fucking going.
What does this freeze guy have against, like, Goth Corp specifically? He's targeting them. He likes the cold.
I mean, it is hot.
We didn't get a chance to...
It is hot, right? I mean, it's not going to be soon, according to meteorologists. But those guys are always wrong, am I right?
We did not get a chance to ask him. He got away before. I imagine Deep Corp has the components that he's wanting.
You know, I know Farrah Boyle, CEO of Deep Corp. Maybe I should go talk to her, see if there's anybody that has a grudge against... Deep Corp, I mean, specifically targeted. I mean, there is good equipment in there, but, I mean, Anders Enterprises is a fine candidate for something like this as well. Why wasn't I broken into? We have better security, but it doesn't... That, we would not have been able to stop this kind of attack without some assistance. So, I think I should go talk to her. I think that might... We need some leads, and I can help you guys get at least some... in the meantime, why don't you two boys try to pull up some records on Deep Corp? Maybe it might not be time yet. You know what? Let me do my thing. Why don't you guys get some rest? We'll see what happens with this guy, and I'll let you know what goes down.
Please.
Yes.
Yeah. Night comes and goes, and in the morning, Anders leaves, and he goes to, apparently he's made an appointment with Farrah Boyle, who is. You guys have seen her in some news reports. She was interviewed by Deep News stating that they're not sure why they're under attack and who this person is. They seem blatantly unaware that these are components that might be arranged into some kind of weapon. Mm. They just think that they're being outright like
just
somebody's stolen. Got something against Deep Corp. I don't know what it is, but we're known as like a humanitarian or... That's the wrong word. A Samaritan style organization for the good of the people. Mm. That's why Deep Corp exists. So Anders is out making his way, and you guys are welcome to take a long rest.
Yeah, please.
Yes, I need it.
Key points, rages, all your hit points. Get them back.
Oh, thank you.
Much needed.
And did you want to buy anything from the shop, Steve?
No, I'm good, actually.
Okay.
Actually, I'll grab another potion.
Okay, so it's 15.
Yeah.
What is that total? Your total now for?
Right now I have 13. 13.
Okay, so you're 2 off. Oh, you just really have 12. That's funny. Okay, so the next day, do you guys stay at the manor or do you like go home?
I go home where I want to dip into a jacuzzi.
Yeah, get some hot water.
Get some hotness in me.
There's a community hot tub kind of thing. It's steam, powered.
Yeah,
like a sauna.
Sort of situation. Yeah, yeah, you're awesome. Able to get. There is let's start.
I'm gonna be hot and naked.
Yeah, they have some steam technology in your building that Anders maybe installed after you're naked.
What?
Are you in your
hot and naked? Yeah.
Are you? Oh, in your home? Okay.
Yeah.
Is
or like a sauna?
Is anybody in the sauna with you? Like, do you go in there? You enter the sauna. Are there people in here?
Yes.
And you get naked right in front of them?
Yes.
And they're wearing like robes or like a swimsuit or something.
Yeah.
Okay, they leave.
Well, I mean, like Japanese culture, there's like naked saunas all the time.
Yeah, they leave. They leave though.
See you naked. But these people leave.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which was you have the my intention all along.
And they, in like 10 minutes or 15 minutes, they come back and they see you in there still and they leave again. but yeah, you sauna up and you get your long rest.
Yes.
Lucian, what are you doing?
Loosen my muscles.
Jesus. Raging makes me so tense. makes me shit ghosts.
I imagine... is it okay if I join you in the sauna?
Brandon? Oh, yes.
I'll go. I'll join.
How naked are you?
Not super naked. I want like a... Like, you know, a covering, a loincloth.
You have a banana hammock or something like that?
Yeah, not so...
The butt has a like a sun on it. Like a sunshine.
Yes,
like a,
yes.
One with a smiley face on it.
Yes, please.
Okay. Good imagery.
Like one of those, like the emojis with the sun with like the sunglasses on. And the smile face. Like that's what it sounds like. Yeah,
totally. Like a Speedo. Okay.
And I just want to like sit crisscross and just... reflect.
So the next morning you actually beat Anders to the manor and he shows up like 30 minutes later and you guys are all in the basement and this guy is it looks like Stan has like go sleep this guy. He's been like, hey, smell this rag or whatever. I don't
just
know.
Chloroform.
he's giving this guy some kind of homebrew to make him stay unconscious as he continues to heal him. And it's actually going really well. All the ice has pretty much vacated this guy's body and his tissue is regenerating because of Stan's like he's doing something to like reverse the magic. Mm. And he's actually spoon feeding this guy something that he's able to like gull it down a little bit in in between state where he doesn't really understand what's going on. Mm. So Anders arrives back. Do you guys have any questions for Stan? As he's like, oh, hello, gentlemen. As you enter the room, he's like, don't mind me.
How is our patient doing?
And he tells you, he's like, he's doing quite well. I've thawed him out, and it looks like he's going to make a full recovery. And it's all thanks to you two getting him here in time,
and also to you for your superior magics.
Yes, obviously.
Yes,
yes,
I appreciate it.
We appreciate you once again. How's everything?
Good. I don't know.
Great now after that rest.
I don't know if it was you that installed that sauna at Brandon's facility, but it is.
Oh no! But I did pioneer the technology to make the steam.
It is very nice.
Heating water is actually a very good source of energy.
Oh, that's incredibly smart.
Yes, yes, thank you. More to come on that. Some good stuff.
Some good foreshadows.
Yeah, so Anders returns and he's like, hey guys, Stan, how's our boy? Oh, he's looking good, so he's going to make a full recovery. Good news. Do you have any more soup? Can I have some soup? And he's like, yeah. And he pulls out a pot. And
you got any of that good soup? I got a sore throat.
He ladles out some chicken soup and he hands it to Anders. He's like, it's really hot outside, but like, this is some good soup. And he starts eating the soup. And he's like, so. And he's like spooning soup into his mouth. Met Farrah Boyle. Just totally ripped out a nice inside check. She told me some stuff she probably
should not
know. Not necessarily should not have, but I got some information. And we'll cut to a scene of Anders sitting in an office. And there's an elven woman sitting at a desk and it's made of fine, rich mahogany.
Oh, okay.
And
oh, that's some good wood.
Yeah, and she's actually in one of the tallest buildings in Waterdeep, which is like typically a 5-story right now until like we get our first high rise completed that Drew is working on. But yeah, she has a nice window that looks out onto the city, and she's down by the harbor at Deep Corp's like main office, like for corporate work, like paperwork. This isn't like a science facility, but she basically tells how do I want to do the scene? I didn't think about it.
One of us is Anders.
No, I gotta role play both.
So Farrah, how are things? I know it's not great. What with all the break-ins? It's like, yeah, I'm not sure what all that's about. But whoever they are, I hope they get straightened out by the city watch soon. We can't have something like this going on. It's really not good for business. It looks like we're being targeted. I don't understand. Yeah, it really does. Do you think there's anybody who has a grudge against you or Deep Corp or, you know, something like that? Maybe an ex-employee or something like that. I really can't think of anybody else. And that's where the persuasion check comes in. And oh shit, 19. Well, there's one person. Victor Freeze, he was working on unauthorized experiments with company money, and I had to pull the plug, and unfortunately he didn't take that well, but eventually, you know, with his raucous work, he perished in a lab accident, unfortunately. But you know, that's the only person I could think of. You know, we at Deep Corp, we're, you know, humanitarian all the way, or that's the wrong word, isn't it? we're good Samaritans here at Deep Corp, and we don't want to put that kind of image out. You know how the public does if they find out about the slave wages working away, you know, keeping me afloat. You know, I can't have the people thinking that I'm out here just for the money. So you know, we do these types of press releases to kind of save our name, isn't that right, Anders? He's like, oh, dude, yeah, sure. He's like, we're actually having an event coming up very soon, where I'll be accepting the Ultimate Samaritan Award. Kind of help with the publicity here, you know. We gotta keep the Deep Corp name alive and keep us standing. He's like, do you now? Oh, good. Well, congratulations on your award, Farrah. I think if you need anything, you know, write me a letter or something. And he leaves. And we flash back, and you guys get all that information now.
She's going to...
So let's... I think we should pull the files on this Victor Free. See what we can find out in house records.
They kind of dress this guy up to float in his little tub, the little bat, the henchman you guys saved. Mm-hmm. And they start pulling books. And eventually they tell you, like, okay, so we're not finding much. No known family in Waterdeep. Wife Nora Freeze, deceased. He's noted deceased. Victor Freeze, buried in the cemetery, local cemetery. So, yeah, born here in Waterdeep. Not much, just, you know, employee records. But this Samaritan Award, it's got me a little concerned. These villains seem to be a little opportunistic. And this seems like if they are out for revenge, which is my suspicion, this is the opportunity they're going to take.
It seems like a good spot, yes.
The event is tomorrow. I think we need to gather more intel at Deep Corp. They keep files on their employees and their records. I want to find out what kind of unauthorized experimentation was going on with Victor Freeze. Now, I could tell you guys where to go and how to get in and how you could do it. You want to help out?
Yes, of course.
All right, let's...
He starts marking your map. It's another facility. It's a minor facility of Deep Corp, kind of like a almost like a third party building that they're renting out to do some storage and experimentation. This is where they're currently keeping their files. That's what Anders is able to find out with his intel from outside sources. And he is, he directs you to that location, and he says, they have the same security detail that they've hired at all their facilities here. It doesn't look like they're that concerned with attack, but there are now, in lieu of what happened the other day, yesterday, there are City Watch stationed at every Deep Corp facility, at least a couple. It's going to make things a little more difficult, but it's nothing you guys can't handle, along with the regular security detail they have in place. So I think this is going to be a deep recon mission. There's a couple ways you guys can go about it. Go in, flex that bicep, get what you need, or go in, flex that stealth check, get what you need. There's actually another way. I don't know if you guys are a fan, but I saved those uniforms you brought back from Phoenix Labs.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
They didn't help us the first time around, though.
They could have.
we'll take it along.
Yeah.
Yeah, just in case.
Okay, sounds good.
That would mean we would have to talk our way in. And I don't know if either of us are good enough, good with that.
I'm very charming.
So Stan comes over.
By all means.
And he gives you each a thermos.
Ooh.
He's like, this is filled with
chicken noodle.
With chicken soup. It works like alchemy a little bit. And fighting the cold makes you feel good. This actually helped me cure our boy here. So, yeah, soup is a very magical, powerful thing. And I think you guys should carry this with you. And it gives you guys each a thermos of soup.
Oh, thank you, Stan.
So,
can I just have some right now?
Yeah, and he hooks you up like a cup of soup.
Good soup.
Andrews is drinking his soup.
I'm not. No.
He actually gives you two single serving containers of two thermoses that it's like a cup worth of soup
in. Each?
Yeah, to each of you.
Oh, tight.
So yeah, make sure you add that to your inventory.
Oh, okay.
Two single uses?
Yeah. I don't know, make an insight check also.
Insight?
15.
You know that this soup does have like something magical about it. And it's going to stay hot in this thermos.
12.
Yeah, you get the same information. And you guys, like, know that in your hearts, in your heart of hearts or whatever.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah, so your map is marked. And this Deep Corp facility is not too far from the other one you were at yesterday. But right. It's like 5 or 6 blocks away, probably. In a more, like... disclosed location, I guess I should say. But anyway, this is a cool map.
Is this something we should wait till the cover of night?
Yes, yeah. This is something we should wait till the cover of night. So, oh shit, did I say it was in 2 days, the Samaritan Award?
No, you said it was tomorrow.
Oh, like tonight. It would be tonight is what I meant.
Oh, yeah. Shit, okay.
So it's tonight. But yeah, you guys, it's still pertinent to get this information.
Right.
And there's enough time, Anders says, for you to get to go and make this infiltration mission and get to the location of the Samaritan Award. You guys get to this area. It's kind of set up like Phoenix Labs, where it's kind of in this like big lot with lots of like grass around and trees. And it's actually like these geodesic domes with these like flat discs that are built over the top of the dome that kind of like sit on top a little bit. And it looks like there's like a ventilation underneath that. Cool. But it also looks like this location, and Anders probably was able to tell you, this location is a ground level and a basement level.
Okay.
So there are a couple of watchtowers. I'll draw it out real quick for you. So that's pretty much the setup we got going on. So there's this watchtower up here. There's a watchtower up here. So you imagine there's guards up there, and then there are patrol units around, and you can see them moving around the outside. There's maybe like 2 guys out here, and they take turns going inside the domes and coming back out. Same 2 guys if you guys like scope it out.
Mm-hmm. And would Anders have told us which of these domes has the information, or just...
He doesn't know what's where. He just knows that this is the facility they keep it in, and you're going to need to go figure it out.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
No worries.
So how do you guys want to do this?
Are you confident in your ability to talk your way into this place?
No.
That's fine. That's fair.
But I'm confident in our ability to sneak around, and if things go bad, flexing our biceps.
I mean, that's our MO. Okay with that.
Okay.
So we will try to stealth into one of the buildings. Do you want to go like around?
I mean, we're observing, and then we're seeing the guards go do their patrols, and then just randomly going in and out.
You're in superhero costume, right?
Yes.
Okay. I can give you the pattern, basically, if you want it.
Yeah. Sure. Lay it on us.
So basically, every couple minutes, every like 2 minutes or so, you're gonna see a guard pass by you.
Okay.
And he's gonna go into one of these domes, and he's gonna come out of another dome and continue a patrol around. And he's gonna go into another 2 minutes. He'll go by. He'll go into a different dome and come out of the first dome.
Okay.
So he'll go into dome one, he'll come out of dome two, and basically do a lap around, and then he'll go into dome three and come out of dome one.
Yeah, I see.
And there's two guards doing that rotation.
Okay.
Also, there's these two watchtowers up on the approach.
Right. Can we see anything from the watchtowers?
You can see as night comes that it's illuminated inside by candle probably, and there are silhouettes in there, maybe one to two in each. Give me perception to figure out that little bit.
It's in that one.
Yeah, you don't see who's in there. But with that
roll, 17,
you can tell there's two in this front one, which looks a little bulkier, and there's like a shitty watchtower with one guy in it over here.
Okay.
Have you noticed, Surgeon, that watchtower and those first two domes look a little phallic?
I hate you.
I mean, it's my nat one, bro. I gotta play to it.
No.
No?
Not no, wrong. I don't see it at all.
Oh, man.
I thought you don't, like, partake in anything sexual ever.
I don't. It doesn't mean I don't know what it looks like. I have one.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Shall we?
Yeah. Okay, where do you want to go? Do you want to enter the balls?
Yes.
wait, they're glass domes. So if we go in them...
Are they glass domes?
Like, people could just see us?
Oh, no, they're geodesic domes, but that doesn't mean they're glass.
Okay, I see.
They're like some kind of...
like a plexiglass sort of garbage.
No. Like what's... like concrete. You know how it's like a... Mixing metals would make it an alloy. It's like some kind of mixed stone.
Okay.
It's like concrete domes.
Okay, I see.
But you can't like see through it.
No, not at all.
Okay. So we're clear if we go in there from being seen from like the watchtowers or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
I imagine so.
Do you want to take out the guards one by one, or do you want to just sneak our way through everything?
I feel like if we take out a guard, the watchtowers will know that the guard is not making the round.
No, I meant to take out a guard in the watchtower.
Oh, the watchtowers.
I see one in the garbage tower.
Yeah,
and then we'll get a clearer view from that tower, and then we'll go from there.
That's fine.
So we're taking out a guard. So
we're Spider-Maning to that.
Okay. Yeah.
So which you're gonna zip up to the watchtower and take out a guard in the watchtower?
Yeah.
So you're gonna sneak to the shitty watchtower and take out the single guy?
Yes.
Okay. Cool. Go ahead.
At least that's the plan.
Make a. How was that? Make a stealth check to see, because you got a stealth over there, right?
Yeah. So that is a 10 for me.
Mine is a 17.
Shit. Let's do it as a group check so you pass it. So you're able to group stealth over to the shitty watchtower. So what do you guys want to do? You want to zip up there?
Is it climbable?
It is. It has a ladder.
Does the ladder look like people can just look down the ladder and just see me coming straight up?
Yeah, or if like somebody's walking by. I timed it with your check. You timed it so you got over there without being spotted by somebody making the rotation around.
Right.
But climbing this is in view of this watchtower and of anybody walking by it. Like that ladder is very like completely exposed.
I see. You want to zip up and go in loud to this one dude? I
feel like they're going to see us if, or depending on how well our stuff
taking the ladder is going to take like 3 times as long as the zip.
As the zip?
Okay. The zip is like 6 seconds.
Yeah.
So it's 12. It's like 10 seconds or 12 seconds.
Okay.
That's to get it out, aim it, fire it, zip up, and then unlatch it or whatever.
Yeah. Let's do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys get up there unseen.
Awesome.
Sick.
And is there like a door or a latch?
You are standing on like a balcony kind of that wraps around the entire thing.
Okay.
And there are like seeing windows outside of this. It's roofed and there is a door. It's not a covered door. It's an open door.
Oh, okay. So
like it's an entryway.
Yeah. So we can just like walk in.
Yep.
Okay.
You're on the back of this thing right now.
Right. And do I see the guard?
If you look through the window, you kind of like peek over. Yeah, you can see him like looking out off towards like you're behind it. He's like looking out this way.
Okay.
Do you want to do it since you have better strength than I do?
Okay. What am I doing?
Making him go.
Sounds like you want to put this guy down.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I want to knock him out.
Sure. Okay. Go ahead and make an attack roll.
Okay. Twelve.
Does he have like advantage because he's surprised?
It's a hit.
Oh,
with a 12. Yeah. Make a what kind of attack are you doing? Like hand axe or the full axe or what? Or you want to grapple him? That's a strength check, like a sleeper hold kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sleeper hold. That's good enough for a sleeper hold. I'm gonna contest it. I have to contest it with a strength check of my own though.
Uh oh.
But I'll give you advantage on it because you're surprised the shit out of him right now. Let's see. His strength.
It'll be the second time.
Advantage, he said, though.
That's 12. So is it a tie?
You did 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Yeah.
Yeah,
but he hasn't done it with advantage.
You could do.
Though.
You could roll it again.
Oh, okay.
But you win in a tie.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so you beat it with a 12.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Put him to sleep.
You get him in a sleeper hold and you just hold him. How long would it take a guy to go unconscious in a sleeper hold? Like at least like.
Probably like a minute or two. I don't see it taking too much.
Yeah,
longer.
Well, it's just oxygen. Yeah. You lose enough oxygen real quick and then you just go to sleep.
Well, yeah, but rounds of combat are 6 seconds each. So I would have to make a lot of strength checks right now.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, it would take too much. I think I'm just going to give it to you. You put this guy down.
Okay.
Yep. Especially when you, like, as soon as you close his windpipe, so he's not able to, like, call for help, and you have another guy there to help you restrain him, I don't think it takes long to get this guy into, like, a down position. So you guys are now alone up in this watchtower.
Yeah.
Oh, sick.
Awesome.
Okay. That's what we
do. Do we see anything? Do we perceive anything?
You see everything that you saw before, pretty much, which is, like, these three domes, but now you have a high angle on them.
Mm-hmm. There's no secret.
You can see the watchtower. Like, you basically see the proceedings of the guards from, like, a different perspective, because you guys were probably, like, at a distance watching.
Yeah.
And now you're, like, up in a tower, but one guard down.
Okay. Can I strip this fool?
Yeah.
Okay. I strip him. Do I find anything?
Anything in his pockets? You find a set of keys.
Keys.
Which is good. You find his uniform, which you've taken off of him. And you find, I don't know, you find some Ritz crackers. You find the equivalent of the fantasy steampunk equivalent of Ritz crackers.
Awesome. I don don his uniform.
Okay.
Just like the first episode.
Okay, cool. And you had an exact replica with you already of that uniform, but now you're wearing a warm one.
Yeah.
And there's a naked guy in there. Yeah. He's like, out.
We should do something with him, though.
Oh, okay. Well, do we have rope?
You do. It takes like 10 feet of rope to probably restrain this guy. So you can cut your rope and then you'll have 40 feet instead of 50 feet or whatever.
I'd like to do that. Do you want to do that?
Yeah, yeah. I'll do that.
Or do you think he'll still be able to get out of the rope? Do people get out of ropes?
We can like figure that out with a couple checks. Yeah, people can get out of ropes. We can see how good you tie him. You definitely will be able to tie him.
Okay, I'm just going to manacle him.
Okay, cool.
Does that work?
Yeah. Yeah, that works. Okay. You like take those keys with you.
Can I gag him too though?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Yeah, the gag, it's you probably like just rip some cloth of his own cloth or whatever. Just... Yep. He's bound and gagged and unconscious and naked. Okay. Which is like your guys' signature move.
I guess. I guess.
Yep. So now you're dressed in a uniform. You also have a guard uniform. Do you want to put it on?
I feel like we should.
You guys brought a disguise.
I already put on his uniform. Yeah,
I'm going to, yes.
Yeah. So now you guys are dressed up like the common security guard here.
Okay. Yeah.
Awesome. Okay, so I say we go down the ladder, mm-hmm. right? And then
usual.
Yeah, and then just walk into one of these domes.
Which one?
Yeah.
And how do you want to time it? Because you can pretty much time this to miss the guards if you want, or you can walk in with a guard or whatever.
I want to time it to
miss the guard.
Yeah, okay. Definitely. So there's the three domes. They're of different sizes. There's small, medium, and large. That's all I can really tell you right now.
Mm. I want to go in the large one. The big, large ball.
Yes, big please. Dome.
The extra net.
Yeah. You guys walk inside, and there is... it's like an open entryway with a couple of wooden steps up to it, and you guys are inside, and there's like a stone floor. You look to your left, and there's like a barrel in the corner, and dead ahead of you is... Yeah, you guys walk in here and there's like a curtain right here, like a leather drop down that's like keeping like wind out of the entryway.
Right.
Mm-hmm. What do you guys do? You can't see past it.
Can we move it, right? It's not that heavy or anything.
No, yeah, it's like meant to walk through.
Okay.
It's like a sheet pretty much.
Yeah, we'll do that. I want to peek through.
Yeah.
Okay. Make a stealth check.
Okay.
Both?
He said he's peeking through.
Yeah, that is a 13.
Yeah, you're able to like open it up and see two members of the city watch standing guard.
Yes.
And you see an access over here. And let's see what else. Yeah, you see an access over here and an access over here.
Okay. Do we see anything above us?
Just the dome. There's some light coming in. There's actually torches on the walls because it's nighttime now on these columns. Okay. And when I say, I'm sorry for the listener, you peek through and dead ahead, you see an access that looks like it would be on the other side of the dome. And then to the left where the other domes would be connecting on the outside, mm-hmm. you see an access there.
I see.
And the two guards, there's four columns that are like making a box inside of the center of this dome that are supporting it up.
Right.
And there are two guards standing like in the middle of those four columns.
Are they looking at each other? Are they facing?
Yeah, they're like chatting.
Okay.
And they're like, you know, not really like, they're not like looking right at the door or anything, but you're definitely within sight, but you're right. able to like, kind of like,
if we had like walked through.
Exactly.
I see. Okay. You want to, bypass these guys and just go back out the same way we came from and then try a different dome.
Just to see whatever.
Yeah, because it looks like we're not really going to sneak past these guys. There's only like pillars in here.
It's true, but that's fine.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we walk back out.
Okay, so you're going to walk out and you have like maybe a minute before a guard is going to come and walk into this area.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. So around... if you want to go counterclockwise around this dome, that's mm-hmm. where the tower would have been, where you guys came from.
Yeah.
This other tower is like over here, right?
Right. There's and we know that tower is clear, so we can just book it.
Yeah, exactly. You can like, you know that you can go around the backside and like there's this dome over here.
Right.
Like you presume there's probably an access maybe. I don't know if you don't really know.
Okay. Well, I mean, I don't think it will hurt if we try to go around the back.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's dope.
All right. So you go around the backside. And, there you do find an access similar to this one.
Perfect.
So I'll just draw. Damn, fuck. Okay. There's the big dome. Boom, 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 boom. I'll draw all that later. And then here's the medium-sized dome. And here's the small dome, right? So you see this access over here is where you go in. And boom, 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 boom. Boom, boom, boom.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it. Or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz and how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, this has like a little like pool of water. You walk in and you see that to your right. Mm-hmm. And there is a security guard standing in here, and he says, "Oh, hey, are you guys the recovery detail? Are you here to let me off early? I still got an hour to go, but you know, if you're here, you're here. I mean, I would like to leave."
Did we say we're gonna go in? Oh no.
Yeah, Mac. Okay. Yeah, you're good to go, dude. We got it from here.
Oh, great. So if you're here to relieve me, who are you here to relieve? And he's looking at you, Lucian.
Son of a bitch.
What do you say, Lucian?
What do I say?
I mean, Jimmy's over on the other side of the wall here. Are you here for him, or are you here for somebody downstairs?
No, I'm here for Jimmy, too.
Okay, hey, Jim. And Jimmy P's head around the corner. He's like, is it quitting time? See, these guys are here. He's like, yeah, it looks like they said this is the recovery detail. I mean, I'm ready to go. Are you ready to go? It's been a boring night. And he's like, yeah, totally. I mean... Been nervous ever since they've been all these break-ins, you know. I don't want to stick around here too long until they catch that psychopath with the freezy frost and the scary bear.
No,
you know?
Definitely.
Right, his boys carry ice picks around. Crazy. Anyway,
it's a bad time.
You guys have a good night. See you later.
Be safe.
And they leave.
Cool. Okay.
And we just bros dance real quick.
Right now?
Yeah.
And,
successful infiltration.
Absolute excellence. So right when you guys are finished handshaking, a security guard walks inside. He's like, oh, hey.
He's like, why are you guys shaking?
Yeah. How come you're not at your... Where did Jimmy and Bill go?
Oh, we're here to relieve them.
Oh, nobody told me.
Yeah, man. You're good to go, too.
Which one of you is replacing me?
No one. We're short staffed tonight, but
really,
you're good. Yeah.
Who told you I could go?
Arnold.
Oh, the manager?
Yeah.
Make a deception check.
Oh God, please.
Not bad. Not bad.
Yeah, that's.
Where is that deception?
Oh, that's 22.
Yeah, he's like, oh, is Arnold the new manager? Man, the turnaround rate with this place is just insane.
There has been a lot with all these break-ins.
I don't blame him. I mean, polar bears, ice picks, I'd quit for
freeze guns.
I've been definitely pretty nervous ever since that guy's coming around. You know, he's targeting these spots. Yeah,
it's a bad scene.
Well, if new manager Arnold said I could go, I'm going to go. I don't mind missing the pay. I actually got another job I got to get to anyway over at the tavern, so I'll see you guys later.
Yeah, definitely. Be safe, man.
I've actually never seen you. You know what? Yeah, you all have a good night. I'm not worried about it.
Yeah.
And, yeah, he leaves.
Amazing.
So good. Successful. Just
absolute excellence. Yeah, you guys are inside this dome.
Can we maybe look around a little bit?
Yeah, you see this little freeze. You see this pool of water, and there's a that's over to the right, like of the entry, and then there's another curtain between here where Jim came from.
Oh, okay. Do we see anything in the water?
It's like a bath.
Or? Okay.
It's kind of like a little like relaxation area. It looks like it's like got steamy water coming out of it.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Okay. Yeah.
Sure. Okay. Well, I want to peek through the curtains.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
You just see on the other side of that, directly across, there's another curtain, and that's where the big dome is.
Where we came from.
Yeah. But otherwise, it's pretty empty in here. There's like a little table, like a desk in the corner. It looks like there's some clerical work going on there.
Right.
And that's pretty much all that's in here.
Okay. So I guess we'll just finally check off the last dome.
Yeah, there's this other access that looks like it leads to the small dome.
Try the small dome.
Okay, the small dome has no access other than the one you guys are going in through.
Okay.
So there's no way, like, outside, but it does have a staircase right here.
Oh, down.
And there's actually a partition here that you can't see beyond with a wooden door.
Okay. Curious. Yeah.
The staircase does go down.
I want to see what's up with the door. Is there anybody inside on the other side of the door?
Okay, so you check the door, and it is locked.
Okay. Do my keys open it?
Yeah, roll a d20.
2.
You try every single key, but the last one works. And it opens the door.
Nice.
And it's a little supply closet. It's got like a couple of barrels, and it looks like it's got some spare uniforms in it. And there's like a couple of couple of billy clubs on the ground. Or I guess I should call them like batons. In a more like official state, and maybe some like dry rations.
To the stairs.
I'm gonna take the dry ration.
Yeah, you take the dry ration. It's like beef jerky and like crackers and stuff.
Tight.
Yeah.
Granola bars. That's like a fucking Luna bar in there.
Luna bars.
Come at me, Luna bar. Sponsor F Bats. We shit ghosts.
We shit ghosts.
It's the best tagline ever.
We fire beans
and
beams
Jude Laws.
We shit sunshine and ghosts. Yes, that look like Jude Law.
Yes.
Yeah, so you collect some rations, sure.
Awesome. And then the only thing left was the staircase?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, was it going up or down?
Down.
Okay.
This is a basement level facility.
Okay.
You're on the first floor.
You wanted to go check it out?
We should. Should one of us, like, I don't want to split the party, but should one of us stay behind to maintain the lie? Like, if the guard comes by.
What if Arnold comes by?
Yeah.
What if Arnold comes by?
Yeah.
Ass Arnold?
Yeah. Well,
he's made up?
What if he does and he doesn't know you?
I wasn't suggesting me.
There's no illusion to keep up. You might as well just be with me and just have him think, why the fuck is this place so empty?
That's true. That's fair. All right.
Where's my boys?
Yeah, that's fine. Let's go.
My boys and girls. Okay, so you're going downstairs?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, thank God.
Stealthy-like, I imagine.
Not too stealthy.
Not too, because I mean we're...
If we get caught being stealthy and we're in uniform...
It's going to look real bad. Yeah. It's definitely going to look real bad.
So you're where the X is here. You come down to a stair. You see a door dead ahead of you.
Uh-huh.
And a door that like goes around a corner on your right.
Okay. What looks more ominous?
A roll for perception.
Ooh, that nat 20.
13.
You get an ominous feel. Ominous how? In a bad way or like in a, like, there's the plot way?
The second one.
The second one.
Definitely.
The store on your right.
Okay.
We're going to go right this.
We're going to go right.
With a critical 20, I'll fucking tell you whatever you want.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Let's go.
Okay, the door is locked.
Can I try all my keys again?
Roll a d20.
Ooh.
You 19. On the second key, it fucking pops the door. Nice. It's actually the same. I don't know why you didn't try the same key you tried upstairs the first time, but it looks like for these basic ass brown doors, you're good with that key. You come around this little turn, and yeah, there is a guy, a security guard, sitting on a bench.
Okay.
When you break the corner, he's on your left, and it looks like there is a machine over here in the corner that looks like it's heating and pumping water into a vent of some kind.
Okay.
And he's just chilling, and he's like, oh, hey, what's going on, guys? Everything... Sorry, and he gets up and he like pats his clothes off. He's like, "I was just taking a little break." Are you guys here to?
No worries.
Are you guys here? You're here a little early. Is it quitting time already?
Yeah, man.
End of shift's coming, so I figured. Yeah, I've never seen you guys before. Who are you?
We're new to the rotation.
Yeah.
There's so many new people coming in this fucking.
This turnover, you know,
ever since they've been, that guy came around freezing with his bear, Scary Berry,
it's true,
and
those ice picks.
Yeah, those guys have ice picks. Yeah, scary, dude.
Ice picks. It's insane.
You know, it's really been racking my nerves. So
yeah. It's good for us though. I mean, we were looking for jobs. So
yeah. Definitely got. It's an easy hire here, and I did need the money. But you know, I don't mind going home early, especially on like. You know, with all the stuff going on.
Yeah,
so
yeah, definitely.
I'm out of here then. You guys have a good night.
Yeah.
Thanks. And yeah, he leaves.
Further successful.
Yeah, so you guys are in this like empty room and there's a door over here.
Tight.
Well, I guess we'll keep on going down that door.
Cool. It's locked.
Can I try all my keys?
You try the same. Roll a d20.
Can I try the same key?
Yes, you can. It works. So, you enter a room. There are four columns in this room surrounding a pool of water. And in the middle of the water is a dais.
It's a polar bear.
And on the dais is a glowing blue orb that seems to be... It looks like dry ice where it's smoking off of it. And the dais is frozen and the water around the dais is frozen.
Wow.
And there is a person here.
Oh.
And they are in city guard uniform, city watch uniform. Mm. And they say, oh, you guys, it's a little early for the new detail to be coming in. I haven't seen you guys here yet today. What's going on? You shouldn't be in here. What are you guys doing?
Inspection.
Just making the rounds.
Yeah.
Inspection.
Yeah, but just making sure everything's up to date.
That's why they put me here, so I could continuously inspect this room.
Oh, sorry, man. We're new, right?
Yeah, so many new people lately. Ever since that guy came around.
The turnover is insane.
Your company is insanity. Yeah, the number of people that come in and out of here is a revolving door for... pardon me, but like, losers,
it's,
really.
It's
but
true.
You guys seem like good guys. But yeah, don't worry about it. I'm in here, and I've got this area covered. So, you know.
What's with that orb?
Make an Arcana check.
Ooh, yeah, sure. 22.
Oh, it's super magical, and it looks like it's putting off some kind of ice magic. Make a persuasion roll.
Negative one.
Me too, or him?
Oh, 17.
Just him.
Okay.
17 is really good.
It's not bad, yeah.
He's like, you know that information's classified, right? But
come on, dude.
Well,
you don't see a frozen orb on the dais every day.
Well, that's pretty much my understanding of it. Is that it's a frozen orb, and that energy can be channeled, but you know we have to contain it in this room, or it could get unstable.
Ooh.
So I'm in here to make sure that nobody steals it, basically.
Just
sure.
You?
For sure.
Well, you know, there's all the people upstairs, and there's we got some city watch upstairs, and then you guys, I think you, aren't you guys supposed to be upstairs?
We thought we were supposed to be here.
Man, they don't really tell you guys much, huh?
I mean...
Well, you better go get back upstairs. Everything's handled down here.
Sure, man. And I wink at Lucian.
Okay.
I want to look at him confused.
And this guy's like, what was that? Why are you winking at your friend?
Can I hook shot?
Hook shot where?
Like past him, so I can just go flying straight at him.
Yes, that's amazing. That's hilarious. You're like hook shot above his like shoulder or whatever.
Yeah, just past him, so I can just go flying in.
Yeah,
ram him with my body.
Make a check of some kind. I'm not gonna let you. Okay, make a strength check.
Okay,
because I think you are able to like grapple this thing, and he's caught completely off guard by that. He's like, oh, and the thing like grapples the wall. And make a strength check to see how hard you hit this guy.
Okay.
Yeah, please.
Strength?
Yeah.
So that is a 17.
That's really good. I'm going to go ahead and have him take 2d6 of like force damage pretty much. So 8 damage. This guy takes 8 damage and it's initiative time.
Oh, yes. Shit.
God damn it.
There it is. Thank God.
Nice maneuver.
That was sick, bro. That was super sick. I mean, the art of lies, bro. You deceive the shit out of this fool.
I'm going to go ahead and roll initiative for him. And that is a 12. Where'd you guys land?
I got a 20.
I got a 4.
So, Flashbang, you're up.
Oh, did you add to 2? I got a 6.
Yeah, Flashbang, you're up.
I wanna
nice surprise round.
Just charge him and hit him with my spear.
Okay.
Like fucking garbage.
You're a trash boy tonight.
I'm a trash garbage boy. It's an 8 to hit.
That's a miss. Next up is him. He's gonna go for you since actually he's gonna go for you. He's like, oh fuck that guy. Ooh. Oh man,
ooh,
he beefs
quit
it.
Miss.
He goes to he's a little woozy and he goes to swing at you and he stumbles and drops his weapon.
Ooh, hell
and
yeah.
Now he's just like fresh meat. Flashbang. you just went. Surgeon, you're up.
Okay. I'm gonna go ahead and attack him with my hand axes.
Okay.
Ooh. Oh, that is
that's a miss.
8.
Yeah.
And that is an 11.
Those are both misses.
Okay.
Oh, no. Flashbang, you're up.
I'm trying to...
With his weapon dropped, he's able to, like, dodge.
Yeah, yeah.
A little, to explain that.
Oh, nice.
23.
Yeah, I'll say that you guys have moved into, like, flanking position at this point, too, okay. After this attack. So go ahead and roll that success.
8 damage. Is he still up?
Nope.
So he's down? Okay.
He's down. What do you do? To knock him down.
I just want to turn the spear around so it's not point, it's just like the handle point. Mm-hmm. I just want to just catch him like right in the forehead and knock him out.
Yeah, totally. He turns to like try to defend himself and you boop
just boop him into the fucking
yeah, now you have an unconscious city watch on the floor.
Okay.
Oh, he was also using a spear, by the way.
Ooh.
He dropped the spear. Yeah.
Okay.
What kind of spear? Just a regular?
Yeah, it's garden like the variety. Same, the garden variety that you have.
Okay.
It's a City Watch one. It's like matte charcoal or whatever.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Okay. So we got this glowing blue artifact.
Is there anything else in the room other than the ice
thing? No, that's it.
Okay.
I want to pick up the guard's spear and then slowly try to prod the artifact to see if it does anything to the stick.
This ice thing?
Yeah. There is a rack on... I should have explained this. There's a rack on the wall with bags on it.
Okay.
That look like it might, like...
be for handling.
Yeah, with your arcana, like, this is how you would transport this. Isn't, like, a myth... maybe it's, like, a... I don't know if I should say it's a mithril bag, because that's what they called it in Golden Sun when they were carrying
the elemental stars.
Yeah. But it's a bag made to carry something like this.
This is the Mercury Star? I'll get the mithril bag.
Bag of precious holding versus poking it with a stick.
You found the Mercury Star.
Brandon, we have a bag here.
So this is,
I think, is suited to transport.
This is like a pretty big room. It's like probably 40 feet. And this pool is like 20 feet across. And it's 10 feet of water before you get to it.
That's so how do we get there?
Yeah. There are ways.
You said it was frozen, right? The water around?
The 5 feet around it.
5 feet around it?
Yeah.
And is there like any like raised platform anywhere else around the room or anything?
No.
No? How do you want to do this?
Do what you did. Maybe hookshot above it and just grab it while we're
on the way.
There's room to hookshot into the ceiling.
I want
to
do that. Could I try to use the bag?
Oh, and you want to like go across?
And go across and just swoop
it.
Okay, that's going to be an acrobatics. Flight. Yeah,
Indiana Jones.
Or a sleight of hand, whichever is it's probably the same dex,
right? Is it acrobatics?
Right? Acrobatics. I'll accept an acrobatics or a sleight of hand.
Sleight of hand? Let's do acrobatics because it's more.
Yeah.
16.
That's good enough. You are able to zipline across the room, which is like the more dangerous way to do this, I think, rather than just drop down from the ceiling. But like, okay. You could have Mission Impossible, but you did like a really sick move across the pool.
Yes, I did.
So now you're just like, clapping.
You're over here now.
Okay, okay.
Or over here.
Did anything change once I put it into the bag?
The dais unfroze and like there are like pieces of ice floating in the pool, but they're melting.
Other than that, nothing.
Oh, and steam starts to rise as this water seems like really hot all of a sudden.
We should not have done that.
That might have been like an environmental control factor,
yes, to keep this place from overheating.
You want to make intelligence checks on that?
Could I?
Sure.
Just straight.
Yeah.
Intelligence?
Yeah, yeah.
Nah. 8.
Oh, freaking 9.
Yeah, I can't give you information on it.
Oh, that's weird that steam is coming up there.
Why are we swooping this thing again?
I don't know. I honestly... Is it weird?
It looked important.
It did.
So Freeze is probably going to take this.
It might be important.
So there's an unconscious guy over here and a door over here.
Let's just go through the door, man.
I mean, yeah, we wouldn't
actually
know.
Can we see through the door?
It's a wooden door.
Oh, God.
Let's just open the door to see what's
in there. Can I use the same key on this wooden door?
Yeah, you can. Okay. It works.
Awesome.
Give me a sec here.
And then sneakily open the door.
This place is gonna fucking explode.
Jesus.
Yeah, why are we taking this? I don't understand.
I know. It was just so shiny. Yeah, how do I take it?
God damn it. Fuck.
It seemed crucial. My superhero instincts tell me that we should have taken this.
Mine as well. I fear they're not correct.
I fear that I don't understand why.
Yes, yes.
But I feel like I still should have taken
it. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I could tell that it was magic as fuck.
I could tell that if we were able to take out this guard, Freeze would have had no problem taking this.
It's very true. With their one guard protecting this, yeah.
Okay, so you guys are, you open this door, you see a door to your right, a pathway down the left. That looks like it was the alternate to the very first option you had.
Oh, so we could have skipped that guard.
Cool.
And then the... Dead ahead, there's a staircase that you can't see beyond, and then there's a corner around the left-hand side nearby, too.
Okay.
That you can't see around from this angle.
And then we don't see anything here?
There's a door here.
Oh, there's another door.
Yeah.
Okay. So, three paths.
Possibles.
Yeah. Let's see. Well, I'm going to assume that the stairs is just going to lead
back up.
Up?
Yeah, it looks like it goes up for a little ways, but it doesn't look like it keeps going up, at least as far as you can tell from here.
Right.
Let's just go the right door.
Oh, sure. The one closest to us?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can we try that one?
Yeah.
Can I try the key?
Yeah, that key doesn't work.
Can I try all the keys?
Roll a d20.
6.
There's a heavy-duty key that works pretty near the end of the row that you weren't expecting to fit this key. keyhole, but it does, and it unlocks it. Yeah.
Awesome.
And you open it up, and you see a room filled with cabinets.
Oh, thank
and
God.
Files.
Documents.
Documents.
Like, Jesus.
Oh, that's what we're looking for.
That is what we came here for.
That's
yes.
what we're here for.
Yes.
Yeah.
Not the glowy fucking ice crystal. That's going to cause this place to blow up.
Okay, and we're looking for...
For info on
files
Freeze.
On Freeze.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Nora, maybe?
Sure. There was yeah. Nora Freeze was a yeah. name mentioned, yeah.
Okay.
Let's do for both of those.
So we'll go
I
alphabetically.
Alphabetically.
They are yeah. arranged alphabetically. Yeah. yeah. So you guys it. Go to what letter?
F.
F and yeah. N?
What does F,
F,
I imagine? Yeah.
Okay, for Freeze.
Yeah,
and you look
for Freeze.
It's F-R-I-E-S. And you guys find a file on Victor Freeze labeled classified.
Ooh.
Right.
Is there, there's nothing
there's
about
There's nothing
Nora?
On Nora?
Or can I open it?
Or is that a part of Victor Freeze's file?
If you yeah. when you open it up, there will be files on Nora Freeze
is
as well.
It,
oh, okay.
it just says it says Freeze on it.
Yeah.
On okay. the it's like a manila folder that's like taped shut.
Yeah.
With like red tape that says classified on it.
Okay. Is there anything else, or is that's
that's it's
extent.
A pretty thick document, okay. and that's what's in there for them.
Okay.
This there are like other arbitrary names in there that
yeah,
I'm not going to
yeah,
get into.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is what we came for.
Right. And,
should we
open it?
Well, what should we do with the?
There's actually a desk
thing.
With like candles that you could light because it's a little dark in here.
Okay.
Like in the room.
Sure.
I mean, we can open it, but I mean, the thing was to go back to. Oh well.
I thought. Oh, yeah. you just want to retrieve the files and not
and
read
leave.
From it.
Yeah, but we should read it.
We can just read it real quick.
Sure.
Wait, should we?
That's the question.
Hmm.
I feel like we're on a ticking time bomb.
What's
right
the
now.
What's the point of taking it and then not reading it?
We're
going to read it eventually.
You guys are good on time.
Yeah.
Like, the event is much later in the evening tonight.
Yeah, okay, then yeah, let's read
yeah,
it.
Yeah, let's read the fuck out of this.
I don't know if that sounded like it was a factor, so.
It okay. did, yes, it was.
Okay, so we opened the red tape.
Are you just, know? Like, reading it in the middle of the room, or do you want to use this, like, desk, or, like, I don't... I want to get the scene right
yeah.
here.
Right, okay.
At the desk, I'm sure,
yeah,
with the candles.
Yeah, we'll light yeah. the candles.
Okay, so you light a candle, and it gives you enough light to read, and you open up this file. And we go to a cutscene where we see Victor Freeze working in one of the main Gothcorp facilities. He is, and this is all detailed.
What
corp? Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
You
said it
deep
like
corp.
Seven times already.
He's in this deep. Oh, man, I'm so sorry, everyone. He's in this deep corp facility, working in one of like the basement labs. It looks like he's like probably he's behind a very heavy duty door, and there's a lot of like. Odd-looking things going on in here. I mean, I'm not going to get into the specifics, but it's kind of like that. He's doing, like, alchemic work, like chemistry and things like that.
Right.
And there's a tank, and there's a woman in the tank, and she appears to be frozen.
Mm.
And he strokes the outside of the tank lovingly, and it's at that point, the door opens behind him, and Farrah Boyle enters the room with two security guards, and... She's yelling at him, asking him what he's done, and if he has any idea how much company money he's wasted on this project. What even is it? And he says, "Please, please, Boyle, let me continue my experiment. This, my wife, she's ill. There is no cure for her disease. Please, let me. I've contained her. I've preserved her. Let me find a cure for her disease and keep her here so I can save her life." And you can do with me what you will afterward. And she says, "No, this ends now." And she has the security guard go over to the machine, and he and that's when Victor pulls out an apparatus that looks like a crossbow, kind of a hand crossbow, and he points it at her. He says, "You're not going anywhere near this tank. Like this ends here. You need to leave now. Like, I'm going to save my wife." And she approaches him and says, "Victor, please, we can come to an understanding about this, can't we? Please, just put that weapon away, and we can talk this out."
Mm.
And he glances back at the tank and starts to lower his weapon, and she kicks him into the in the chest, and it pushes Ooh. Him back into his table of experiments. And there's sizzles and cracks and screams, and as he begins to freeze over.
Oh, no.
And... She goes over to the tank, and she looks inside of it, and she tells the security guard, take it out. We'll clean this up. We'll make sure nobody hears about this. And the paperwork details all of this and documents the death of Nora and Victor Freeze in this classified information. How do you, Lucien and Brandon, feel about this?
You know, the more I hear more about this Boyle character, the more I don't like her.
Yeah, I agree. Do you know that gif with that guy that like does a mine explosion thing?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So do you write
the nerdy white guy with the glasses?
Yeah. That's what's happening to the surgeon right now as he's reading it. Every line he goes over, he's just like...
It's like in shock. Let's go... Is there any other emotion you feel aside from like surprise?
Pity.
Pity?
Pity for Freeze.
Okay, yeah.
My heart goes out to him.
You hear from behind you, if emotion was something I could still feel, it would bring a tear to my eye. And
from behind us.
And you are suddenly frozen in place.
Oh, son of a bitch.
As you turn and see Victor Freeze standing in the doorway.
We're just
having
a document in our hands.
She took my... it's on the table, but it could be in your hands. But she took my Nora from me, and I will take her from this world as well. I will exact my revenge, flashbang, surgeon, and tonight you will not stop me. And he breaks away some of the ice around, I guess, you, flashbang, and takes the sack with the frozen orb on it in it. And he...
we did his work for him.
And he says, tonight Gotham will... fuck. Tonight Waterdeep will freeze.
Deep freeze.
Deep freeze. And do you guys try to do anything?
Freeze wait. Can I try to...
Yes.
Like Hadouken my way out of this?
Yeah, give me strength.
Son of a bitch. I'll try.
You're like karate chopping and you get like a piece off, but you know, this is gonna take some do.
Yeah, son of a bitch.
He like double dosed y'all up or whatever.
He sure did. Freeze your rights.
And you guys are mostly frozen. It's like up your torsos and stuff.
Yeah. Boy was wrong to take Nora from you and do what she did. We have connections with smart people. I know you are a smart man yourself, but is there something perhaps we can work together and help her? Help yourself?
She must pay for her crimes against my Nora, my beautiful Nora. And tonight, I will ensure that happens.
No, Victor. There must be another way.
There is no other way, surgeon.
Don't take the path of revenge.
Your empathy...
You won't be happy.
Your empathy touches me, but I can no longer be touched in that way. So I guess it doesn't touch me. And he leaves.
What can touch you?
Yeah, and you guys are left here, like, frozen to the spot.
Son of a bitch.
Documents still on the table. Ice sphere gone.
Okay.
So we're just frozen.
Yeah, we're just froze as hell right now. Can we try to break out, I guess?
Can I reach my soup?
Yes, you can reach your soup. It's actually, there's a space that, so you have like one arm is kind of frozen in, but one arm is mostly free, and you feel your hot soup against your body. Both of you do. And you can kind of get into your spandex a little bit and get out one of the thermoses.
Yeah.
And it's actually pretty easy to unscrew with one hand.
Awesome. And then
I'll do the same. If I can reach my thermos, I'll do the same.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'm going to take it out and then drink a little bit of it and then pour the rest of it on the ice.
You pour it out for the homies? Yeah, you pour it out.
Pour it out for Nora real quick.
You pour one out for Nora, and it totally melts a lot of this ice away, and you're able to just, like, wrench yourself free from this. Yeah, and it, yeah, this yeah. one, and you feel real good inside from the little bit you drank.
Hell yeah.
It's a little, that sodium kick, you know, that chicken, that noodle.
That God.
God. That chicken, that carrots and all that other good stuff. You are able to kind of wrench yourself free from the ice, and the soup has such an effect on this ice that Lucian, Flashbang, you are also able to get free.
Oh, from his?
Yeah, with
from
this one soup. With this one dose of soup. It's really potent, and you get that flashback of Stan being like, there's something magical about soup with the cold.
Yep. That was a good call, Surgeon.
I labeled one of these sections superheroes.
Nice.
I like it. We should get after him.
Yeah.
And we do.
Yeah, he's got everything.
He's got everything he needed. We fucking gave him the thing.